damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Freeze frame!
Okay, today is National Camera Day.
Listen, feather brain, take this camera, snap this picture, make it a candid picture.
You're on Candid Camera.
Ring, ring, wink, wink, sign them all.
National Camera Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a...
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Lawmakers want to know what President Trump may have known about an alleged Russian plot to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan.
I spoke with a senior national security official here at the White House who confirmed to me that, first off, President Trump was not briefed on this Russia bounty intelligence. They tell me the reason the president wasn't briefed on this is because the intelligence community, department, and agency heads had not reached consensus.
Fox's Jillian Turner, however, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is typically briefed on sensitive intelligence matters, told ABC News she had not been informed about those reported bounties to kill allied soldiers. And more violence near Seattle's so-called CHOP zone. Police investigating after two men were shot early this morning, both reportedly in critical condition. America's listening to Fox News.
That worked out real well. No wonder Seattle is sleepless. Idiots.
I gotta play this while we can because the Sahara dust is becoming a thing of the past.
Uh-huh, this is true.
Just when you thought things can't get worse, as the coronavirus is now spiking with infections, here comes the dust from the desert, flying over the ocean and heading in our direction. Dust is darkening up the skies. Another stupid thing that's happening to us in 2020. Now I need goggles in my eyes to go with the mask that I gotta wear. There's a lot of dust coming in a giant plume. It's gonna make you have to clean your phone. Freaking bad for you.
Now you something special here.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And the fact is, our broadcast has gotten bigger.
Leon's larger.
First one, drink.
Because this is the morning we added Jesse Lynn, the three men, and a high-speed chase.
And here they are.
Here we are, bright and early.
Please clap.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, you are.
And still looking for my muffin downstairs.
Yeah, that's...
the muffin caper.
It's, I'm telling you, first day on the job, somebody steals my breakfast.
Well, you know, the coronavirus is one thing, but yeah. the muffin theft...
Look, let me tell you, this girl right here is serious about her food. And, you know, me, I'm the type of person, if I see something sitting there, you know, I know Greg usually brings in stuff. But I'm like, well, this is a single muffin. I don't see anything else sitting out. So, like, this is not, you know.
And we don't have a camera.
No, we're about to stick one in there.
I meant to check the containment or the refrigerator.
The containment area. Yes. I think we need some hazmat suits.
Well, I was down there and I totally forgot to do that.
Well, I did not take it well when I found out your muffin was stolen.
Well, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Oh, on your first day with us.
I know.
And I need to know a little bit more about your food tastes and stuff so that...
I am good pretty much with anything except for Crystals or Hardee's.
Oh,
no sauerkraut.
No sauerkraut.
What's the problem with Crystals and Hardee's?
I just, for some reason, I have just never been able to eat their food. Crystals, it makes my stomach upset.
Crystals I get on they call those gut busters and belly bombers.
Yeah, for good reason.
Belly bombers.
Yeah, we know exactly the reason on those. Hardee's, I'm not, that one's a
You know,
new one.
It's strange because...
What about their breakfast, their biscuits and stuff?
I can't eat them. I don't know if it's the way, like, their biscuits are made, because I love a good, like, sausage, egg and cheese biscuit. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that.
What's the one out west? It's Carl's Jr.
Carl Jr.'s. And I've tried, and every time I have eaten a biscuit or something of breakfast there, I can't
now
do
you
it.
You travel a lot for performances and things.
Yeah.
We used to.
Actually, I've been on the road about the last month, so shockingly, we're back on the road.
That's nice. Have you ever been out west far enough that you've been able to try In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
I want to say I've tried it once.
Yeah.
And I was probably a kid when I did, but I remember it being good because I wanted a good hamburger.
Ooh.
And very rarely can I eat something really greasy, so it's like... That was like the best.
Burgers are good. Their fries are the best ever.
Is what I'm hearing we're taking the morning show on the road out west to go to In-N-Out Burger for a show and run it on location?
It's been around for a long time.
We can't even broadcast from Prattville. I doubt we're going to make it out to L.A. or any other exotic.
That's where they're at, is around there. That's not, when we say west, we mean California.
And by the way, they said that the reason they're not expanding is one of the same reasons that Coors for years didn't expand, because of the quality control. They have all fresh meat.
It's fresh stuff
right
there.
All fresh stuff, and they can't ship it. They said they'll never be on the East Coast.
Jesse, did I ever mention that I used to work for the group Styx?
You know, I want to say you did it one time, but I think my brain's a little fuzzy on that. You know.
Anyway, I spent a lot of time in L.A. working for their record label when they were in release on a song. And I remember the girls in the A&M office said, first of all, I was from Chicago, so they thought I was from the mafia. This is, you know, how we have these perceptions.
Right.
And I thought they were joking. They thought we all had gangster connections, you know, to Al Capone and stuff, that we traveled with Tommy guns and all this crazy stuff. They said, we got to show this man the way here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a big group to In-N-Out. And I've always thought, I'm not trying to be an overgrown delinquent here, but when I hear In-N-Out,
Jay,
I think of efficiency and speed.
Yes,
like is that the idea? You just get in and
he
get
needs
out.
A good spanking,
like the monkey. You set that one up, Rich. I'm just going to be perfectly honest.
Watch what happens slowly on a day-by-day basis. She's going to be one of us.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Welcome to the locker room.
Yep.
Did the boss call us three sausages and a dog or something like that? 8:10.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $15.49 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
You know, when we talk about dew point, we talk about dew points in the upper 60s as being very humid, and dew points above 70 as being oppressive. Make up a name for a dew point of 76. Stupid? Ridiculous? Wow. Unbelievable. That's what it feels like out there right now with a temperature of 78. Hot and humid today, high around 93. Heat index over 100. We got the 103 on the heat index yesterday. Widely scattered random hit or miss storms for some lucky communities. There will be more towns that get skipped than get hit. And by the way, the storms that will be around will put on quite a show, so be ready for that. If there's a warning for your particular location, you'll find out on our weather app, our free weather app. It will instantly alert you. Steamy tonight, overnight low 75. Tomorrow, a more generous supply of showers and storms. Just more to go around on the radar tomorrow with a high in the low 90s. Then the rain chances pick up. In other words, add a few more storms to the radar on Wednesday. Then showers and storms are densely populated on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 4th of July, and Sunday, the 5th of July. So be ready for, to make some planning that, a plan B, let's put it that way. Right now, this morning, partly cloudy, very humid, 78 degrees at 8:12.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Jesse, you're about to meet one of our more interesting listeners. Somebody I call a virtual producer along with East of the Rockies. And
he's also a great cook.
Yeah, and introduced us to a lot of different foods. Wiley Poundstone.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Wiley, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I was going to mention that you're talking about not liking the Hardee's biscuits. One thing that does different than every other biscuit, they use yeast instead of baking powder.
It's the yeast they could do.
So that might be the thing, the reason you don't like Hardee's biscuits. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Could be. You know, it's not so much the taste as it is. It's just every time that I have eaten one, I have inevitably gotten sick off of it. So it could definitely be something that my system does not like.
I can remember many times at the end of a long night of partying in Chicago, the only place that was open.
White Castle. Yeah.
Hey, God, you know, 12 of those sounds real good right now.
Say what you will about Crystal, but at 3 in the morning when you've been playing for a while and you're in your 20s.
And what girl doesn't want to kiss a guy who's got White Castle breath? White Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The same kind
White Castle with white lightning. There
white
you go.
White Castle and Crystal Burgers were the same concept.
Same
with
thing, yeah.
With, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same
well,
size.
Well, guys, y'all have a nice day.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man.
You too, Wiley. Appreciate it.
I bet Wiley will never bring us one of those White Castles. You know, he's always bringing us, like,
you can buy those
caviar.
Frozen, some stores,
yeah.
frozen food.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do those for breakfast one day this week. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
What's up?
Let me give a big Warhawk welcome to Jesse Lynn.
Hey!
Hey, I'm so glad to hear that you like chocolate. The previous occupant of your employment position, she was wonderful and amazing, and I know you're going to be wonderful and amazing too, but her one major flaw is she didn't like chocolate.
No.
Oh, no, I love chocolate.
Or the Eagles. Or,
yes.
Or the Eagles, yes.
Bring me chocolate all day long.
Runny eggs.
Yeah, she had that habit of going Roll Tide after every sentence, too.
Oh, my Lord. She's one of those.
God rest her soul.
Yeah. But already I can tell you're going to get along well with these three characters. You sound... The good part is that you're not picking a fight with everybody every 30 seconds, so that's good. You're getting along. You're playing well with others.
And the dog approves, so
yes,
there you go.
The dog approves.
Oh, that's important. That's very important.
Chase approved.
Well, have fun. We're enjoying listening to you all. Enjoy. Have fun. Welcome to Three Men and a Car Chase and a Lady.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
He's a great guy.
I love it.
Master Thespian. It is 8:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Adams Motorsports is closed on Mondays. When Terry and I first met and he was talking about his business and he mentioned his hours Tuesday through Saturday, I said, why is that? And he said, well, everybody that works at Adams Motorsports lives the lifestyle that we sell, and I want them to have a day that they can enjoy and use the products that we sell.
Yes.
And that's why it is the way it is. And boy, they've had a big year there, because with so many options off the table for recreation, he's got stuff you can use and get away from it all, have a one-day staycation in town. Get yourself a Kawasaki jet ski while they last at Adams Motorsports. They have a limited supply left for the summer. In fact, if you went today, they could have you easily ready for the 4th of July weekend, even by tomorrow if you needed it that quickly. That's how fast they can turn it around. Mm-hmm. And Kawasaki also sells motorcycles. They also do off-road products, and everything they sell, Kawasaki buys down the credit standard, so Decent credit gets you done at the lowest single-digit interest rates that are available. Same thing with Kymco scooters. Same thing with all the Polaris products. Those are made right here in Alabama, which is cool enough. And they've got a great inventory of pre-owns as well. Now, those you could browse at AdamsMotorsports.com. You could do business with them today just by getting a credit app started and then making plans to stop by and see them. Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 6 at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. And 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. See the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime tomorrow. 8:17.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say this happened just before noon Sunday in the 5800 block of Oakley Road. Police have not released the victim's name. No arrests have been made. The ATF is offering a reward in a Montgomery gun shop burglary. Montgomery police say 17 firearms were stolen from the Quick Pawn on Norman Bridge Road earlier this month. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Across the state, there are now close to 35,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 9,000 of those cases coming in the last 2 weeks. State health officials say at least 898 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for...
Time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. 819, Greg, J. Scott, Jesse Lynn, Rich Thomas here. And we're going to start with... We kind of speculated on this a while back that because of the lockdown and there might be a little baby boom, although I don't know why. The name Corona has now made the most popular baby name list.
You're kidding me.
No. When this is over, I don't ever want to hear Corona again. Mm-hmm. I want to blot it from my memory.
Hey, COVID. Come here, COVID.
Yeah.
You're so cute, COVID.
What's a good middle name if your first name is COVID?
I don't know.
COVID, Rona,
but when,
Iris.
But when COVID turns 19, I swear, it's going to be a big deal.
The 10 most popular girls' names, and isn't this interesting? And by the way, this is happening Thursday at the very latest.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
And Fun Size Jane.
Oh, this is the week.
This is the week.
This is the week.
I've been given no clues
baby
on,
week.
On names. Here are the top 10. Ivy at number 10.
Yeah.
Molly.
Yeah.
Caden.
Mm-hmm.
Nova.
Novocaina.
Ileana. Amelia. Isn't that what she calls Amazon Echo Silver in that spot, that SNL bit?
In the silver.
Amelia. Where's the temperature in the... The temperature is already 100 degrees.
Right.
What are you trying to kill me, Elsie? Area. Aurora. Ilya?
I don't know.
And Mila. There's a lot of vowels. I guess there's a vowel movement going on with girls' names. Oh.
Probably while they were on the bathroom. Check, when they thought of the...
Yeah. Molly's an old school name, but that's making a comeback. That's not all that unusual. For a while there, Emma and Emily were old school names that fell out of popularity. They've made a comeback. Here are the boys' names.
Oh, hello.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What?
Big old mouse.
Oh.
Whoa.
He just ran to your area, too, Greg.
Cool. Oh, swell.
Okay.
And he just ran under... Yeah.
Speaking of animal stories...
I saw something moving out of the corner of my eye again.
All right, Chase, this is why you're here.
Yeah, scare that thing. Scare that beast.
When you said, oh, my, I thought
he was talking
Chase,
about
Chase
this.
Left
a present.
A present, a gift somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I see your feet aren't on the floor anymore, Greg.
Well, I'll be damned if I want some rodent running up my pant leg. I mean, come on.
Chase.
Chase is in the chair.
You're the big bone hunter.
I don't want any part of this.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just saw him go by, and I was like, oh, okay.
Once again, repeating the bulletin, apparently true.
Well, we do have, there is supposed to be a trap over here somewhere.
He might have already gotten
You remember the evidence we found the other day of
Oh, yeah, I knew that,
tampering?
I knew that was a mouse. I knew that wasn't him.
Yeah.
Especially because it was chocolate, and it would have killed him.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to put my feet on the rollers of the chair, just to be sure.
Yeah, if you want, we can play footsie. That way we'll know what we're touching.
He's pretty big, and he also didn't seem too scared. But
well, are you saying mouse or
a rat?
Yeah, I'm saying mouse.
Is it like brown?
Rather big. No, gray.
Is it on the chubby side?
Yes.
Because it could be, you know, we get...
Is it bigger than a red box?
This year, we've had a lot of field mice down at the base of the grassy knoll behind the building. I see them down there. They don't rarely come on this side, but I would have to imagine it could be one of those.
So really, Rich, if he turned your mic off again, you could say that there is microphone tampering just in case the mouse is chewing some wires.
I don't think we'll have a mouse problem if we move downstairs.
That's a possibility.
I've heard they can come in from the roof, too.
Just like snakes.
Who knows what goes on? Yeah. We had a story last week.
Oh, there's a snake in here, too?
No.
We're all going to be standing on this table by the end of the show.
Yeah. All right, so east of the Rockies, we got a job for you, pal. Mm-mm. He's my mafia hip mouse man.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's a legendary story, but when I was living with Ben Hagler and another guy, we called it Animal House.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they left the doors open all the time, and somebody had dog food on their end of the house. And he looks, and there's mice crawling out of the dog food bag.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I had all the Cosmo girls over for a dinner, and I'm looking, and standing on the kitchen floor was a tiny little mouse, bold as could be in the middle of the day. And I'm thinking, wow. So... I think we had gotten rid of most of them, but then one day I noticed there were little droppings in my dresser. And one day I had to get it was for the cattleman's lunch.
Oh yeah.
And you know, you put on underwear for something like that.
Oh, of course.
So I pick a pair of shorts out of the thing, and there's a damn mouse clinging to the bottom of it.
Oh my goodness.
And I dropped that. You just don't expect that.
So you went without underwear that time.
No, he wore the G-string.
Yeah, I went with the
leopard print.
Yeah, that one. Underwear from Love Song. So, I just don't like these things.
I don't like them.
I don't like them either.
I'm like, Rich, I thought Jay was just going with the names there.
I called East of the Rockies. Mm-hmm. This is what he does. And when I went to the luncheon, I said, I'm going to this thing, and I will not come back to that house until I see evidence of death. And sure enough, it took him 20 minutes, but he sent me the picture, and I paid him the money. But we can't have that going on up here.
So you paid him for a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hit mouse.
Yeah.
Hit mouse.
That's right. It is 8:26.
Look at my courageous dog.
I know. Well,
he wasn't going to move. So.
And thanks for letting me know he's sitting near me.
Yeah, he ran under the console here.
Oh, yeah, he was going in your direction. Last scene.
So we've got the Law and Order investigation of the muffin going on, and now we've got the, you know, the mice hunt.
Yeah.
Instead of a man hunt, it's
right.
A mice hunt,
yep.
Or mouse hunt.
Well, Jeez. All I know is that all food and was removed from this room.
And you thought it was going to be just a standard Monday, huh?
I thought, man, but darn, we've got a muffin napper, and then we got a mouse.
Are you bringing in the rodents?
I think
no, I'm not.
I think I will go to Infusion and get an IV full of courage.
Sounds like a good idea. I think I'll get some cryotherapy since my knee is hurting from
you know what? You should.
Bending. Because I love that cryotherapy treatment.
You should. Yeah. I will set you up with one.
Thank you. You are awesome. Especially since I went skiing all day Saturday.
You know what else I'm doing? Skiing. Like
water skiing.
Oh, water skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she went snow skiing.
Yeah, the Saharan dust was met with a blizzard in Alabama.
There you go.
Rich, you missed that one.
Yeah.
I'm doing the CryoSkin 3.0, which is where they use a device that goes, it's very comfortable. They just put a little gel on the area that you want to target, and they just go over. You really don't feel anything. And you don't, what you feel afterwards is kind of like a sensation of busy because it's breaking down all those fat cells.
It seems to me there was a sensation of warmth, was there? No.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very effective. We had a caller. We got a lady who's lost like 6 inches.
Wow.
She calls us every Friday with an update, and she is thrilled. That is also something you can get at Infusion. IV vitamin therapy to boost your energy, help you lose weight, whatever it is you're looking to accomplish. Feeling sluggish, partying too much. They have immediate and natural cures for all those things, and they can help you with issues like pain and so forth. Laser therapy, Juve Light. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com and take a look and see what's there that can help you. You like the cryotherapy?
Yes.
I do, too. I've been doing that.
I'm a big fan of the IV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the IV yet, but it'd probably do me good because I'm vitamin D deficient, so I need to probably check into some of that.
I go every couple of weeks and hopefully maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. There you go.
We can fix you right up. Also wanted to mention they've got a great chiropractor there, Dr. Terry Gross, and he's been doing dry needle.
Oh, man.
Which is amazing. That's been helping me with that old, nasty sciatic issue. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662, infusioncryoandlaser.com. 829.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you are merging I-65 southbound to 85 northbound, as you come through the loop underneath the interchange, watch out for some cars off on the right side of the road, some boots on the ground there. Traffic is moving, but use extreme caution. They're right on the edge of the road. Also, around the boulevard right now, light to moderate traffic. Overall, 65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are all still active, and we've got a good bit of traffic on Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. Midtown Plaza is open for business. After shopping, eat at CC's Pizza, Hunan Garden, or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you plan to be on the road this 4th of July weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
TV is the best. Everybody knows that. And now, you don't need cable TV to watch TV. You just need really good internet. All the entertainment, local channels, and shows you love, all coming through the internet right to your TV. With WOW, get super fast internet to watch it all starting at $44.99 a month. Sign up at WOWWay.com, and we'll help you start streaming today. Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply. Separate streaming subscriptions required.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In order to distance themselves from the name associated with the Confederate-era South, the Dixie Chicks has changed their name to just The Chicks. No, wait. Chick is considered an offensive term to women, so now they're just known as The. Wait, hold on. The has a he in it, so it's toxic masculine. So now they're just T. But wait, T is a term for testosterone, which again could have toxic masculine tendencies. So now they're just known as that country pop girl band with great harmonies, but some people can't stand for political reasons.
I came across that today, and I'm proud of it because I was the one that suggested that last week, that the Dixie Chicks will eventually be known as The. Or no name at all. 833, we have a genuine, can I say you're a genuine Dixie Chick?
Sure. It doesn't offend me at all because I'm the genuine cowgirl.
And from time to time, we are going to play some of your music on the show.
Awesome, because we've got some new stuff coming.
She could recut the my favorite song. your original what? Intro.
Oh, yeah. It's called. Now, she won't know unless I play it for her.
Oh, jeez. Look what I've done.
Look what you've done, Rich. You opened the door.
First a rodent. Oh, now
you'll,
this.
Yeah, you'll live. Well, I don't know about the rodent. That could kill all of us. But
that bubonic plague may be next, folks.
For some reason, Rich never liked this.
My first moment on the air.
We're off to talk with Richard. This is a wonderful Richard of Oz.
And unfortunately, there's much longer versions.
So you want me to do an extended version, remix?
And yeah, the worst, you know, it makes me feel really bad. The music part of it wasn't my idea, but I talked to Jolene Roxbury, who's a genius, and said, we want to tap him out of the field of weather, so can we make him like the Richard of Oz or something like that? Because he is a very smart person, just like the Wizard of Oz.
And I grew to love that song. I used to play it a lot.
In addition to tearing down statues of Francis Scott Key, and by the way, I haven't gotten...
One-hit wonder?
That's a brilliant description. I'm waiting to see it in my magazine.
I think with as much as we talk about music, we need to add a segment about Music Matters.
Hey. Music
Matters.
We'll figure something out.
Discuss something fun on music and some music trivia. Yeah. Since we talk a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
We'll do Rodent Matters.
Dog Matters.
I know who I got to get. My friend Ricky Oakley, he could help us out. You catch them things for a living.
But there's so many treats in those drawers.
Yeah, for somebody
well,
we know.
Well, that's the problem. So all of that stuff has got to go. We can't keep that up here. That's
and there's more in that drawer over there.
Oh, too. You want to go look and see if he's in there?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring, you know.
Jesse, go ahead. Check that drawer out.
Let me run down to my car real quick. I need to get my extermination equipment.
your clock.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have mine with me.
So, you know.
836, all callers to the show like Papa John, who we'll talk to in a minute, qualify for end of the week grand prize drawing, which includes the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Got to introduce you to them, too.
Don and I are friends on Facebook, but I've not met him in person, so I will take the in-person introduction for sure.
We'll make that
You'll
happen.
You'll like Mitch,
good.
Too.
Good. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Good.
His handsome son.
Is he single?
I think,
don't know.
Stump question.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I'm
He's
telling
very
you.
Shy.
Well, that's he'd have to be around me. I'm sorry. He won't get a word in edgewise.
I know he'll like you. the rest of it, I don't. I haven't talked to. We got how many days till Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon?
Oh, I've got it. I've got it right here.
Reaching all his paperwork over here.
Stand by, sir. Okay. We are 67 days away.
Okay. So when football season starts, you'll meet.
All right.
They'll be here. And great people to partner up with the maintenance of your vehicle or repairs or when you need new tires. Convenient to all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Hey, Papa John.
Good morning, guys. I'm so glad that y'all have got somebody there now that probably smells good.
Well,
thank you. Yes. I do have on my Giorgio Armani this morning, so thank you.
Chase is smelling pretty good, too.
Yeah, always glad to have the fair sex. Look, my question is for Rich.
Okay.
Rich, I go, and this is one of those things where I'm not as diligent as y'all probably are because I just check my rain gauge once a week. But yesterday, when I pulled my rain gauge, I had a little over 11 inches for the week. Is that possible?
Where are you located?
Up in Elmore County.
I don't think 11 inches sounds right, but there were some towns that got more than 4 inches, I know. 11 inches sounds a little
over. Yeah, I mean, my 7-day total here was 2.14.
I had about 2 inches, but some people had over 4 inches. But 11 sounds a little.
I mean, even for the month, or for 31-day total, it's 5.92.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know I pulled it at least last Sunday. But, I, of course, you know, you can see from some of the vegetables that I'm getting zucchinis. I had one I measured the other day, and it went from 4 inches to 14 inches in 3 days.
Oh, we saw some big ones, yeah. So, I mean, the ones you brought.
Stuff you dropped off, I didn't know whether to eat them or drop them on an evil city.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, my wife does a great job of making a stuffed zucchini, and that thing is...
Right. You need to send me that recipe. I'm going to make that.
Stuffed zucchini and then butternut squash with spaghetti squash and maple syrup.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll get her to... Write it up for me, Greg, and I'll email it to you.
Please do. I would be very grateful.
Guys.
I'm going to make
y'all
that.
Y'all have a good one. Looks like
Thanks.
We may get a little bit more sometime.
Yep.
Awesome.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
8-4. Oh, look, the exterminator's here.
Now we definitely need that downstairs studio because I just shot holes in the floor.
It's really weird. So the mouse was coming from this direction, from the doorway, towards your filing cabinet, but did not go to the filing cabinet, darted across and went over here to where the console is. But for the past few days, last week or something, I noticed there was... What are you doing, Chase?
Guarding the door. I'll catch that thing.
I noticed there was parts of the carpet that looked like they had been scratched or chewed, and I really thought it was Chase kind of digging in. I don't believe that was the case anymore.
Yeah. Oh, swell.
I think that was the mouse.
So now we got to come up with, it's three men in a car in a high-speed chase with a chick and Mickey.
And you dirty rat.
You dirty rat. It's 8:41.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
The mouse is inside and not out because of the extreme humidity out there with a dew point of 76 right now. Hot and humid today. A high temperature up to about 93. We were 94 yesterday with a heat index of 103. And I think we'll be triple digits on the heat index again today. Widely scattered, random hit or miss storms here and there. Translated, that means that there's not going to be many to go around. But those that do pop up can put on quite a show. Big heat causes big storms. It'll be steamy tonight, overnight low 75. Tomorrow, I think we'll start to see more showers on the radar. Just a few more. Better chance of seeing one. High in the low 90s tomorrow, and then showers and thunderstorms become likely later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and probably 4th of July Saturday. There'll be a wealth of them. It won't rain all the time, but there'll be a bunch of them to go around. Right? Hey, yeah, absolutely. You're right. Right now, this morning, we have 76 on the dew point, which is ridiculous. Temperature is 78 degrees now at 8:43.
Right here.
Yeah, right here. Okay.
Stock market's up.
Good. 98 points. Brad McDonald this afternoon at 5:10. See, this is what I don't understand. I've got the volume off.
Right.
I guess when you touch a video, it comes on.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you got to turn your volume all the way down, even if it's on silent. Otherwise, it'll still play.
Okay, we're at 8:43. Got your local news, our final look at the roads, and then we're back with Morning Maroons.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Across the state, there are now close to 35,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 9,000 of those cases coming in the last 2 weeks. State health officials say at least 898 people have died. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say this happened just before noon Sunday in the 5800 block of Oakley Road. Police have not released the victim's name. Right now, no arrests have been made. And the ATF is offering a reward in a Montgomery gun shop burglary. Montgomery police say 17 firearms were stolen from the Quick Pawn on Norman Bridge Road earlier this month. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're exiting I-65 southbound to 85 northbound, when you make the loop under the interchange, we've got a lot of cars off on the right-hand side of the road. Some boots on the ground there as well. Traffic's moving. Use caution. Around the boulevard, we've got a lot of congestion. Wetumpka Highway back to Ware's Ferry. A lot of inbound traffic now on Taylor Road and on Troy Highway. Congestion in front of Baptist and Alpha on the East South Boulevard. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for the Anthem of the USA.
I put my hands up, they're playing my song, and the butterflies fly away, nodding my head like, yeah, moving my hips like, yeah. I got my hands up, they're playing my song, you know I'm gonna be okay, yeah. It's a party in the USA, yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Some jackass things. That should be our new national anthem. When does it end? It just...
As long as we let it go. That's as long
you
as
are correct. You are absolutely correct on that. But where's that big mouse hunter? There he is. Boy. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Cadet. We usually play this after the introduction.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Hey, it doesn't sound bad that way at all, does it? You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. Your Morning Maroon nominees. All right, we start with a drunken woman. 36-year-old guy named Frederick Turner. He was driving loaded in his pickup truck in Coweta County, Georgia. He crashed and flipped over. Fortunately, nobody else was involved in the wreck. So his 22-year-old friend, Jesse Walker.
Oh, man. Please tell me.
Your first day.
Man. Dang.
Came to get him, and she was drunk in her pickup truck. Mm. And she crashed it into a ditch during the rescue mission. The police found both of them in his pickup with a cooler of cold Michelob Ultras. Drunk driving is not funny, but I mean,
but it kind of is.
How many times can you compound stupidity?
Multiple times, apparently.
All right, so he and she are nominee number one.
Okay.
Now we have a guy in Tukwila, Washington, a state that's got plenty of other troubles, right?
Right.
He's a member of the rewards program at an adult store called Lovers. We know this because he went to the store last week.
They don't have milk and bread in that store.
Probably not. But things that can dispense it. He used his membership card to buy something. Then, now, look, I thought like shoplifting 101 is take something you can conceal.
Mm-hmm.
This idiot took a stripper pole. The cops tweeted, "We know who you are via your store membership card and your license plate. So be sure to check your mail for your court date." By the way, the store membership program has, for research purposes, pleasure points. That's their system. And you get $5 off every $100 you spend when you...
Oh, boy. Pleasure points.
They also have one day of the week where it's like...
I guess it's better than pressure points.
Tantalizing Tuesday.
Tantalizing Tuesday?
Okay.
All right. And finally, and I'm not trying to be gross here.
No, geez.
Look at this.
Oh, no.
That dog should be on the floor doing his job.
Looking for a word.
As a predator.
He'll play with
me. Yeah. We have a woman in Wisconsin who very seriously and earnestly made a remark on Facebook saying that her husband went on a business trip and caught chlamydia from his face mask.
Ow!
I heard about it over the weekend.
Announced this on Facebook.
Yep.
She's either incredibly naive or whatever, but the thread that follows that is funny. I'll see if I can dig that up. In fact, I can. I can find that before 9 o'clock and put it. So we got some real winners here. Yeah. Who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I don't know. That last face mask.
The face mask.
Last one.
Yeah, that one and the pleasure points. Yeah. I think the face mask one, the pleasure points two, and then the Mick driving is, you know,
I
three.
Love your decisiveness, Jesse.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think she deserves it.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah, I'll give 819-4810 for Duncan Tomlinson there, lady. I think you're going to be needing to make a call to them in the near future. Lewis Lawn is the place to get all the latest in outdoor maintenance products and some great new high-tech products that don't cost high-tech prices. I'm speaking to the Ego product line. For those who would prefer not to use gasoline-powered products, they've got mowers, edgers, trimmers. You just leave it on the charging station. When you're ready to use it, and here's the thing that makes them viable. They have long-lasting charges. You can do your lawn. You don't have to go plug it in every 10 minutes to get it recharged. And they're comparably priced to gasoline-powered equipment, and they are hugely, hugely popular. Check those out when you visit Lewis Lawn. Steel products, they carry all of those, including the steel blower, which is a must in every garage. And, of course, everything from the big tractor-style mowers down to the individual Toros, Exmark, Echo, every great product line, Shindawa, and Outdoor Maintenance. They have it, and even more importantly, they can service it because they have a full-service department in the back. Chad Sass, TJ, and the amazing Haley are waiting for you at Lewis Lawn, open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5 all day long at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number, they're open right now, is 244-9191.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
In the midst of hardship and financial insurity, Guardian is still here to serve you. Ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated savings, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
June 29th is Waffle Iron Day. I've been ironing all day with these waffles and my shirts are still wrinkled, not to mention covered in syrup and butter. Hope you have better luck on Waffle Iron Day. What a stupid day.
Nah, you celebrate Waffle Iron Day at the Seafood Bistro.
All right. Hey, look over there. What is he doing? Is he sniffing?
He's sniffing in there.
Okay. I'm curious if he's caught a scent.
I don't like having that thing next to me.
Oh, my dog's fine.
No, not...
Well, he's look at him. He's sniffing. He's searching.
Yeah.
He's searching.
Yeah, those killer instincts are kicking.
Yep, there it is. Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, opens up at 11 a.m. today. And you can go inside and dine in if you would prefer. Yeah, I know. Wear a mask when you walk inside. When you sit down, take the mask off. So you can eat food. But yeah, they're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500 and enjoy some fantastic food. If you want to see what you could be enjoying, just go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. They got pictures of the food. They got the entire menu there for you. You can put your order in online, and it'll be ready for you. They're doing curbside pickup, so you can go by, and they'll bring it out to your car. You can pick it up for delivery or pick it up yourself, take it back, or you can have it delivered with your, you know, delivery apps, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. They're all available for you with the Seafood Bistro in mind. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website, 279-7500. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have a fun weekend?
Good morning, everyone.
This is your wake-up call.
Today is Monday.
Who are you?
You're primarily an entertainer on the radio.
I'm sorry. I mean, oh, man, nobody thinks that's funny?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio person.
We have asked your local announcer to entertain you.
Not as easy as it sounds.
Perhaps I could give it the old college try.
Okay, great. Have a good show.
Yeah, spend your day with News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up, what do you see? It's probably been a while since you've seen young
Joey.
Joey.
Got a new look.
Does he really?
Oh, he's.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
GQ.
All right.
And, of course, Dan Morris at noon, and I will be back with Rosie, Eddie, and Seth. We call him this now. You should meet him, too.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby. Some afternoon, maybe you can come by and join us,
just
too.
Just swing in, yeah.
Yeah, we'd love that. In the meantime, before we say goodbye, do you have a good chiropractor you can tell us about?
I do. His name's Dr. Jeff Pasley. He's in Millbrook at the conveniently named Millbrook Family Chiropractic. What you looking on the floor for?
He's about to break his neck with the mouse.
I'm only grateful that somebody else other than me saw it. So now now you can understand that I'm not losing my mind here.
Here come the Mouseketeers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They accept most insurance plans there. They have convenient office hours, and they do not overbook. You can call them at 285-8483. Find them on Facebook as well, or go to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com.